All right, welcome back to my podcast, Lessons Learned. This is going to be episode 32. I'm going to talk about something that's very, very important, and that's faith. Because if you're wondering why things aren't working for you, why you're not progressing, not moving forward, it comes down to faith. Because once you can build your belief into faith, nothing can stop you. You're never going to quit. You know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time, and you'll keep doing whatever you're doing, whatever you want to achieve, whatever your dream is. You're going to keep at it until, you know, it happens. So before we get started, remember, like, comment, follow, sign up for my email subscriber list, and check out my courses. You'll find some great stuff in there, self-confidence, goal setting, and I'm just going to keep developing them. I started thinking about faith because, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. You know, it's just created a lot of anxiety in people. Anxiety is predominantly caused by the unknown. And the fact that we can't get a straight answer, you know, is building anxiety. We just don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when this thing is going to be over. We don't know, you know, is the vaccine good for you, not good for you. It's hard to trust anyone just because we keep getting different information from different people. And you get one doctor, Harvard educated, Stanford, he tells you one thing. You get another one, Harvard educated, goes to Stanford, and he has an opposite opinion. So it's hard to get the right information to make a good choice, and that causes anxiety. All these unanswered questions creates fear and panic in people. And so how do I handle that situation? I always believe faith over fear. It's because faith is what gives me confidence that I can handle any situation. It'll give you confidence that everything's going to turn out all right. You're not worried about today because you know that tomorrow, in the future, everything's going to be okay. So don't worry about any of the negative things that happen along the way. Faith is what keeps those irritating little nasty doubt demons locked in their little dark spaces in the mind. And no matter how bad things are today, tomorrow's a new day. You start all over. You know, tomorrow can be the day when things make a turn for the better. Each day we get up, as I wake up, as my eyes open, you know, my clock resets. It's 144 minutes new that I can do whatever I want to with it. So faith is going to build your confidence. Fear just tears it down. So to accomplish any great achievements, you have to carry faith with you. And as you begin a new venture, things can just seem overwhelming. You know, sometimes it just seems almost impossible that you're ever going to really get to that place you want to get to, you know, and it should scare you. So to turn it into reality, you have to have confidence in yourself and in everybody that's helping you, everybody that you're in your mastermind group that's there, that's like-minded, that's pushing you along. Because everything's possible with faith. You know, 1969, we sent three astronauts to the moon. Two of them, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, actually landed and walked on the moon. You know, Michael Collins, he flew the capsule and picked them up as they were shot off the moon. Now, this is like an incredible, phenomenal feat. There was almost 500,000 people that worked on this project. When they were given the green light to launch in July of 1969, many scientists and experts thought that we were years away from being ready to attempt this feat. It took a lot of faith and confidence from the astronauts, engineers, scientists, mathematicians to proceed on to this historic event. And in fact, experts only gave them a 50% chance of making it back alive. But they went anyway. That's just crazy. That's unbelievable odds. I don't think we would ever attempt like something like that today. I think we're just too safe a society. So if the people that worked on the moon landing, if they had focused on their fears, you know, that event would never have happened. Because faith and fear, see, they're the same thing. They exist in the same place, and they're just a choice. And you can choose fear and do nothing, or you can choose faith and you can accomplish great things. See, fear is going to keep you right where you're at, it's right in that comfort zone. You know, it's not going to let you out of your comfort zone. That's what fear wants to do. It wants you to stay the same. But if you can develop faith, it's going to give you the confidence to control all your fears and get out there and succeed and be a different person, make something of your life. So when you make that decision to change your life, see that outcome that you want. See it in your mind and have faith that it's going to happen. And does it mean there won't be obstacles along the way? No. There's always obstacles along the way. Life is life. But you know what? Faith is going to get you through. Faith, you will look at the obstacles and you will smile and say, here's where it starts. Here's where my dream happens. So focusing on your fears is going to have you turning around and you're just going to head back in that direction to your old life and never accomplish anything. Give up your dreams. Like most people do. It's unfortunate, but most people do. They run into an obstacle. They run into a failure and they just retreat back and they don't become the person they could have became. I read a blog post several months ago, and I found that post both powerful and inspirational. It was written by a young lady, and she had been through some financial struggles, but she had just recently landed a very good job, and she enjoyed her new job. And she was grateful. She was thankful and grateful for everything she has, but had recently been starting to think about, you know, beginning a business. Being grateful, you know, that's a key factor, something we always need to remember and to hang on to. Because if you're not grateful for what you have, you can't expect to be rewarded with something better. And I found this post inspirational because she had set a goal, which was employment. She conquered all her obstacles, all her financial struggles, climbed to the top of that mountain. But now she sees a larger mountain to climb. And she's going to take off. And I believe that, you know, she's going to tackle it. And she's going to meet that goal, achieve that goal with faith. She'll conquer her fears and she's going to do very well in life. So in our mind, we have fears. And there's six basic ones that if you hang on to them, if you give in to them, they're going to cause you to fail every time. And those fears are poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. Focusing on the fear of poverty is only going to bring you more debt. Instead, have faith that your financial struggles are going to end. And that's going to start bringing you ideas of how to make more money so that you can get out of debt and get out of poverty. A fear of criticism, it stops most people, okay? If you're scared of what people will think of you, you'll just go back and be your same self. You'll never change. And you can be so afraid of what people will think and say about you that you just don't ever begin. You never, ever step out there and change and become the person you're meant to be. So if you're scared of criticism, you know, here's a tip. And this is brutal. Fearing what other people will say and think about you means that you value their opinions more than you value your own dream or your own family. So you have to have total faith in what you're doing. Fear of contracting COVID, that stopped a lot of people in their tracks. They don't want to go out of their house. They don't want to do anything. I can understand that. And I have sympathy for these people, you know, because the virus, it's real. You know, people die and people are continuing to die every day. It is a scary thing. But we have to have faith that we're going to beat the disease and return to our normal lives. We cannot give in to thinking that this is going to be our life from here on forward. Having faith is going to allow you to move forward and accomplish your goals. It's going to provide you with inspiration that you need to find a way to get through all this. How do we find a way? How do we continue or begin to have faith when we are constantly surrounded by fears? You know, we're inundated every day with negativity. The media focuses on negative news more than positive news. Why? Because negative news plays to your fears. And fears equal viewers, viewers equal money. That's why they do it. It plays to your fears to keep you watching. It wants you glued to that television. And if you don't believe me, come live in Florida during hurricane season. If one computer model out of 50 shows that a hurricane is going to make landfall, that's the one model they focus on. They ignore the other 49. Social media, the same way. You get a lot of negativity on social media. I've reduced my social media viewing just because of that. There's certain platforms I don't even get on anymore because it's just too much negativity. Building your faith is a matter of changing your mindset from negative to positive. See, a positive mindset's a growth mindset. It doesn't focus on fears. It only focuses on faith. So speaking positive affirmations every day is going to grow your mind in the right way, in the positive way. And it's going to replace all your fears, all your self-doubts with faith and self-confidence. Everything that you hear or say is taken in by your conscious mind and you believe it. If all you hear is negative information about the world, that's what you're going to perceive as reality. Positive affirmations will change your thoughts, which are stored in your subconscious mind. Anything you picture in your subconscious mind is going to turn into reality. Remember, your words turn into your thoughts turn into your reality. It is only through positive affirmations and visualization that you can control your fears and change your life. Because your actions will build your belief, and your belief will turn into faith. And here's some examples of positive affirmations. I deserve all the great things that happen to me. My body is healthy. Abundance flows to me because I'm open to receive it. I'm moving forward and becoming better every day. I have great relationships with all my family members. My businesses are successful and allow me to help many people. I treat people with kindness and joy. So these are just a few examples, and you can tailor your affirmations to your situation. Tailor them to you. They're your affirmations. Remember, always be grateful for what you have. Give thanks for it every day. And repeat your daily affirmations with joy and love. Mix in some emotion with them. Your subconscious mind reacts to emotion so much better than it does just words. So get into that happy place. You know, if you've heard me talk before, I always think about that first day I ever saw my wife. And I get a smile on my face, and then I go into my affirmations. So are your fears holding you back? Are you going through life with a negative, fearful mind? Or do you have a positive mind that's full of faith? Do you believe you have a growth mindset? Let me know in the comments section. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you haven't joined my email list yet, go ahead, hit that button, leave your email. You get my newsletters every month, and I'm going to start sending out a few other things. No spam, nothing crazy. And check out my courses, right? If you are looking for self-improvement, check them out. It'll be the best investment you ever made. And don't forget to climb on board, because this train is moving on. You can get on, you can get off, but the train keeps moving on. We're going to the top of the mountain. I will see you guys in the next episode.